Last question, Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Good morning, Joelle.
Hi, Amy.
First for you, I know that you've mentioned a few times this season how much of a sponge Jan Mišek has been this season. Can you talk just a bit about his ELC signing and what you've seen from him?
Well, like I just said, he wants to be better. He wants to understand. He has questions. He tries on the ice. He's gotten better on so many things since the big. He's a sponge. He wants to get it done. And before he got hurt, I mean, you've seen him move in the lineup time and time again where mm-hmm. I can put him on the right wing, left wing, center. And, you know, he's not going to be perfect, but he's going to give your line a positive impact in some way. And he's got great energy. He's a professional. He comes to the rink early. He asks the right questions. He pays attention to detail. And like I said, you know, there's two ways you look at player. Like, I know guy like we can rank player, while his skating is an A, his passing is a B, his hockey sense. I don't go that route. I go as, is he a hockey player, yes or no? They're all going to have weaknesses. They're all going to have flaws. How can they handle the pressure? How can they find solution? How can they manage everything that's thrown at them when it gets to the next level? And that's when I see he's a hockey player, and he's a hockey player.
This morning was Cole Caulfield's first skate with the team. Although you've been plenty in contact with him virtually over the last week, what was it like just in general, the environment, having him on the ice this morning?
Well, I think it's fun for him. Like I said, it's not a full practice. It was a morning skate for us. Mm-hmm. So a player will jump in and get some rep for about 25 minutes. And then we got 15 minutes left because of COVID. We only have the ice for 45 minutes. We're limited in ice time this year. So we took that 15, 20 minutes to work with him a little bit, to get him, you know, some of the rest off, but also, you know, prepare him for some game situation. So it was not a back skate per se, but, you know, only four players left on the ice after everybody was gone for the game tonight. So, you know, obviously you get the rest off, and the guy's in practice in 10 days. So you got to give him that kind of feel for the Bell Center, that feel for, you know, get some fresh air in his lung and push a little bit. So he did that today. We're going to go back with him tomorrow on the ice, obviously, with the group. And like I said, I'm excited like everybody else. I'm a fan mm-hmm. of guys that score goal. I'm a coach. So ask me if I like a guy that score goal. I don't put my hand all the time. That being said, you know, I got to coach him through in the right situation to put him in an environment where he's comfortable, he's learning, he's growing in. He doesn't, you know, go away from having scoring chances, and then goal comes.
Last question for me, just as far as your roster tonight, with Les getting called up, that's a change on your back end for the first time in a while. And just, are there any injuries healthy that are coming back in tonight?
No, healthy guys. No, there's no injury guy that are healthy right now to play. So now you're right. Otto's going up, and we're really happy for Otto in a way that he's been progressing so nice for since last year. And he's a good guy. And he's a hard worker. So that's going to give the chance to Jacob Legarriere to get in the lineup. I mean, he's been a draft pick. His OHL is not playing, as you know, and he's been here and he deserves it. He worked hard. He's fit. Dan and I, and when we go on the ice, we still challenge the guy that are not playing. And that's why you see all the guys that are coming in the lineup that, you know, hasn't played much, and they can handle the pressure because they're fit. They know it's hard. And we word them, and we make sure we're with them. But so he's ready. I mean, he hasn't played in over a year. So we'll manage, you know, the feel and how he is. But I'm not concerned. He's a good kid, and he's deserved to play tonight.
Excellent. Bon match ce soir.
Merci.
Merci, Joël. Et merci à tous les membres des médias. Bonne journée et bon match à tous. Merci.